started the psicha. We started the bevoy, the hakdama to Shar Shlishi, which is really about a person being misakin himself. So let's chazer over what we said till now. The Arishur Shtol Avek, that the goal, Bechlal, is to get to Limur HaTev Ritech Simcha, that's A. And B, Rashi says that the way to get it is to see what's in your heart. B'holach B'darkei Libcha L'hovim Ma'al L'Libcha. You have to use your eyes to find out what's in your heart. And then you'll be able to get to Simcha. One is that Simcha is totally what's going on in your heart. V, you have to find out what's going on in your heart. It's the lashon of Rashi and Shabbos. If you find out what's going on in your heart, so you find out what's blocking you from the Simcha in Limud HaTorah. So the first thing we saw was Midas. Midas affect the person's ability to do mitzvahs. Midas affect a person's ability to be able to use his seichel the correct way for Torah, in which case a person who has bad midas and it affects his limud haTorah can never get to the emes of pshat nesugya. He can find himself a cripple his whole life, whether because he's lazy or because he's angry or because he's a balgaiva, he won't get to emes. And he won't be mekayim, the yisoid of leib ha-shamayim, like we spoke last week at length. So there's a whole world of midas, an entire world. And it's an entire world both in quantity and quality, meaning there's a huge amount of midas. And the depth that the midas operate inside of us is so deep, it's deep, it's deep. You peel away one level, and then all of a sudden there's this gala nacha level of the midas inside a person. And how it affects our mitzvahs, how it affects our Torah. And what Al-Ashur is fundamentally saying is that that's the ikar source of why a person doesn't have simcha. If simcha means shleimus, if simcha means harmony, if simcha means balance, so then the midas, if they're uncontrolled and they're not being channeled in the right direction, are possibly going to tear a person apart, and that's the cause of a lack of simcha, lack of clarity, like we spoke last week at length. The next hakdama that Ali Shur says is on Omud Kuf Lamed Beis. Something which is very important. It's also very connected to Erev Rosh Hashanah. And I'll explain. Makob Nichbad Noyad Lavoidas Amidas Boyalam HaTorah. Avodas Amidas plays a critical role in the world of Torah. Kfar Nehemar Ki Yidiyah V'Tikun Amidas V'HaKoychas Einam Madam Mesuyim HaNizri Ad Yad. It's not a fixed science that you can teach. Kol Adam Chayav Bezel Avodas Avodasehu. Every person has to do his own avodah. E'ef shel lemoid es atzma mitoch svarim. You can't find out about yourself from a book. Guy says, "What are you?" I'm chapter 3, page number 4. I have a combination of anxiety with creativeness. Type number 65B. He says, "You can't do that. You can't figure yourself out from a book." Ve'ein chikui ba'avodah pratus, and you can't copycat other people. He says, "I'm going to bring you these critical lashon of the Goyin in Mishlei." And the Goyin says that this is a tnai koydim l'maisa. That means if we agree that in order to get to Simcha and Torah, you have to fix yourself, so then there's another introduction that you have to know. Pasuk says in Mishlei, "You dalit beis, hoylech biyashroi yirei Hashem." The Goyin makes a diak. What's yashroi? Should have said Yosha, obviously. A person who goes straight, a person who goes on a glatt of egg, a person who goes on the richter way is Yorei Hashem. What's up with Yashroi? And why is it called Yorei Hashem? The Goyin explains two things. Yashroi means Kichol Adam Tzorach Lalechas B'Darkei HaTzorach Loi. Every person has to go on the path which he needs. Why? Zokta Goyin, Kein Midas B'Nei Adam Shavim Zolzeh. People have different Midas. You have an avera that comes from midah A. It's all ligder atman weid b'zeh. You have to make gedorim. Mashen chaver tzorach l'sashmiru. Your friend doesn't need that gedorim. V'chaveroi and your chaver tzorach ligder acher. V'alchein ha'ilich b'yashroi says the Goyim, Bederach HaYesher Shaloi, Alpha Pish Bein Abriya Sura, Keinem Yehidim, says they don't know what you need, they think you're crazy. Alpha Pish, Hu Hoylech B'Yashroi, Hu Yorei Hashem, Shakin Goyim. The Goyim says that everybody has different midas and different challenges and different makeups, both emotionally and Ve'ikar Ruchnias wise, and different Yetzaharas, which come from different midas. So, the test whether Yorei Shamayim, whether you care b'chlad about the Eivishta and you want to do the right thing, is a Yashroi. Are you prepared to take a look at the mirror and see what you need to do? A person who has a problem with A, so he works on A, his older friends say to him, his eyes get flipped out, finished. The second guy has a problem with the other thing, so he took on together, they say he's a flip out. Everybody flipped out. Everybody's a baltrufa. Everybody's what he called. The Goyim says, Ali Shur saying this is the greatest challenge to fixing yourself. Because we live in a herd mentality where everybody is looking at everybody else and everybody measures themselves via everybody else. And until you're going to take a real look in the mirror and Hoylech B'Yashroi, you're not fixing anything. But Shlomo HaMelech HaMishlei says more than that. He doesn't just say that, listen, if you're not going to fix your challenge, if you're not going to fix your media, you're not getting anywhere. He says the test of Yirei Hashem, it's Moiter Kazach, Hoylech B'Yashroi, Yirei Hashem, why? Because in order to be able to extract yourself from the Hamoinam, and be able to take a real look at yourself, and the Ikur the Goyim says, and to do things which other people don't understand, because the Goyim saying that the nafkamina between you and him having two different things is that you need to do a certain hanoga that he doesn't need to do. Now in order to go do that in an oifin, that nobody's going to understand what you're doing because they don't share. You need to be Yirei Hashem. You need to be different. You need to be willing to say that. Now, every time anybody makes a move by us, all of a sudden you see a guy epis. I'm not going to give any examples, okay? You know why? Rabim him, v'ef shel lefartam. But anytime anybody, people are afraid, by the way, there are two major factors which block people from doing real tikkun. When I talk about real tikkun, I'm not talking about fake kabbalas that you made up 5 minutes ago, bohu on Rosh Hashanah, which lasted till 10 minutes after you dipped the challah in the honey and you said, you're awesome. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about real change requires two things. One is, it requires a person b'chlal to look at himself as a yachid, to find out what your yashur is. We live in such a world of such a cholent, with the idea b'chlal of separating myself, detaching myself, and looking at myself alone, is b'chlal foreign to us. By the way, if you don't do that, then this whole program of Ali Shur is not worth it. You don't have to bother coming. There's no tikkun. Because if you can't look at yourself in the mirror as a private individual and see what your yashroi is, then you can't be misakin yourself. Because the tikkun to get yourself to simcha, by the way, that's the lashon of Rashi that he brought down. V'holach b'darkei libcha lahovin ma b'libcha. What else look at my heart? Find what's going on in a guy's heart. That, by the way, we're all mumchim in. For that, we don't need to come to Ali Shur. V'stutzach b'yenim, we know 100%, and we can analyze him, psychoanalyze him, tell him all his averus, mitzvahs, milus, chesreinus. A lot better than he could. That we're very good at doing that, but not at ourselves. Because it's hard for us to extract ourselves from the challenge. That's one thing. The second problem is that even when we do it, it's almost impossible for us to fix anything. Because in order to fix Yashroi, the Goyim already, I don't know how the Goyim knew this. He was, how the Goyim know that everybody's embarrassed of doing something to everybody else? The Goyim never left his house. Somebody does not. Is it terrible? Do you know how the Goyim knew it? Because he says, Shlomo HaMelech says, Hoylech B'Yashroi, Yirei Hashem. If the Goyim figured out them did, the Olam Shteres, if they doesn't want to do anything. Because a guy wants to work on Lashon Hara, right? He decided, that's his weakness, right? So then I'm sitting in the Dira, and one guy has a Gishmak Azach to say. And they say, Nu Vazav Shmer, what do you say? What do you have to contribute to the Tev HaSa'inyin? And he, man, one guy says, maybe it's Tanis Dibur. The other guy says maybe his mother is sick with the machla, and he undertook. Well, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Like, why would a guy not speak Lashon Hara, right? Something wrong with him. And the other guy says, the maven of the deer, there's always at least one. The maven gives a clap on the, I don't know if they have deer these days, they don't have tables, they probably have crates on top of whatever they have here, whatever you guys have there. The other guy gives a clap and says, I'm telling you, he's depressed. who doesn't speak Lashon Hara? I understand. It can't be, even if his mother would be sick, Chas V'Shalom. Who doesn't? And then another guy decided he has to work on Shiras Einayim, so Bechal puts up Meisim. And the third guy decided he's going to work on Hasmata. He went to Seder on time, but he got warped. Where is he? They called the police. He wasn't in the Dira. According to 10, he wasn't in the Dira. So they went to Yedidim and Misaskim and Zaka to check all the morgues. Where's the guy? He's not in the Dira. According to 10 in the morning, he went. It's a bit. And then the guy comes back and they say, where are you? And they called his mother. Find the mother of the father. They called the aunt. And they have a connection from. So how could anybody do any tikkun b'chal if we're under observation from anybody? So there are two ma'akvim in doing holich b'yashrei. One is a klali yizdika ma'akiv of b'chal recognizing ourselves as a yachid. And the tzeitzach is that we're looking over our shoulders the whole time. At kidekach, it's so schwer that Shlomo HaMelech said, if you do it, you're Yorei Hashem. It shows you have Yorei Hashem. It shows you care. It shows you have Yorei Hashem, because you can't fix yourself otherwise. This yisoid of Yochid is a very tifa zach. The Gemara says in Brochus, Gemara de Kamaisa, shocking Gemara. The Gemara says in Brochus, Haroya Uchlusi Yisrael, somebody who sees Shishim Riboy, a person sees 600,000 Yidin. So you make a bracha. What's a bracha you make? Baruch Chacham Harozim. You make a bracha. What's a bracha? Blessed, gebenched is the Eibishter who's a Chacham Harozim. He knows the secrets. That means this is a bracha on Klal Yisrael. You see Klal Yisrael. What bracha do you make? The bracha they make is Baruch Chacham Harozim. Gebenched is the Eibishter who knows secrets. Says Rashi. What secret? Zok Rashi over there. I think it's Achman Vov. Zok Rashi. The Rosh is Mashiach B'cholev Shal Echad. The Eberstein knows what's in every person's heart. Yes, Agamor. A person seeing Klal Yisrael, what bracha should a person say when you... By the way, I never understood. If it's a bracha on Chacham HaRozim, Mashiach B'lev Kol Echad V'Echad, what's in every Yid's heart, so why do you have Lusia? Make it, they have 30 Yid and you have a Rosh. Teretz says, no, it's a bracha on Klal Yisrael. So what's a bracha on Klal Yisrael? So, if you would ask me, I would say, I don't know, what bracha should you see when you see Shishim Ribui? You go to Levaya for Godel, you go to Havgona, the Shishim Ribui, yeah? You go to Asim Ashas, and there's 600,000 people, yeah? So you make a bracha on Klal Yisrael, right? What bracha I would make, I don't know. I'm not a copywriter for art school, but I would say, Hamar be'amo Yisrael ba'avo. That's bracha. Bracha Hamar be'amo Yisrael ba'avo. That's the diktuk is correct. Not so good at Hebrew. What's this business of Baruch Chacham HaRozim? The secret of Mashiach B'lev Kol Echad. As they state in Rashi. State that the Mohus of Klal Yisrael is a Roz, is a secret. Everybody has a different secret. And the mosaic of Klal Yisrael is the tziruf of the Roz. Zok the Marsha. Listen to Marsha. Zok the Marsha, what's this secret that's in every person's heart? Zok the Marsha, if an art over there, it's their chelik in Torah. That's connected to the oisius in Torah, that every yid has a sherish of a neshama of an ois in the Torah. But the Marsha says, over there, after the brach is the baruch hacham harozim, the secret, the Roz. That's in every yid, is what is the chelak in Torah. About Mevin Yavin, that with everybody's secret chelak of Torah comes along a secret chelak of challenge. It's a personalized, custom tailored chelak in Torah with a custom tailored chelak in the Yisyonis that come along with the Torah, and the potential and the challenge and the opportunity is a roz, and only the Eibishter knows. Nobody else knows. By the way, that's the funny thing. That means when you're asking the guy in the Dira what I need to fix, it's a stira to Mephorosh Gemara. Because the Gemara says only the Eibishter knows. So I mean, it's true that the guy in the Dira said he's the Eibishter, but he's not. It's a stira to Gemara. The Gemara says, Baruch Chacham HaRozim, only the Eibishter knows the secret, Mashiach B'lev Kol Echad V'Echad, what's in every person's heart. The Eibishter knows the pnimius, the Eibishter knows what your shurish and the sham is, because every Yitaka has a different chelik and neshama, and that's why kishem shem partufeim daimus, kachin deyaseim daimus, and that's why in the entire world there's nobody who has the same DNA, there's nobody who has the same fingerprint. You ever thought about the Eberstein has to mutter himself that a billion Chinese have different fingerprints? Do you know what a tircha that is? and separate DNA, that since the Bria Sa'ilam, there hasn't been a human being that had the same DNA. What's the difference? They're all, they look the same, all the same. And the Teretz says, no, because the physical chilukim in the Bria, whether it's DNA, whether it's fingerprints, now they have things with the eyes in the airport. If you pay $180 a year, you could look in and they tell you who you are. Amor Yitikazach, it means everybody has different eyes. Vos epes, why? Because I've had that that's a chitzenius dikar articulation of Baruch HaCham HaRozim, that every human being, and by Klal Yisrael, it's a roz. It's the Torah. Migila rozel lebonai, the Malachi Yesharis have a roz, they know what their tafkid is. Malachi Yesharis know the roz. Malachi Yesharis know what their tafkid is. By us, we don't have it clearly. It's a roz. It's a secret. But Malachi Ashor is Migila Roz El Abana, the Gemara in Shabbos, that they said Nasa Venishma, Soktis Vasemis in Parshat Bamidbar, because the Malachim come down with the Dgolim, right? Dogol Miravavah, because the Malachim know what their tafkid is. They know the roz. Migila Roz El Abana, but Klaisol's Baruch Chacham Roz, and the Abish is the only one who knows the roz. And one more person, by the way, you. You can figure out that roz, but not anybody else. And that's the mitzias of Klai Yisrael. Zok Demarsho, that's your chelik in Torah, but it's also your chelik in your challenge. So if a person is not prepared to accept the fact, by the way, it's not a chisaron, that's your chashivas. Your chashivas is that you're unique, and your chashivas is that there's nobody else like you, and your chashivas is that you have a zar roz that only the Hebrew knows. For sure, I'm not saying Kabbalah, by the way. And I'm thinking about saying, oh, Rashi and Brochus, that there's a roz in every yid that only the Eibishter knows what it is. So what, you're going to go ask the guy next to you what you should fix? You're going to go look in his mirror? Chodlet b'yashur, yirei Hashem. And that's the pshat. Pachit Yitzchak says, Amar Yitzchak, Shtetoch. Amar Shashana Koboi Oilam Oivrim Lefonov Kivnei Moroin. The Gemara says, what does Kivnei Moroin mean? They come single file. Why they come single file? So like Mark says, well, there are three pshatim in single file. There's three different eifanim of coming single file. But state in the Mishnah that every boy Eilam, they appear in front of the Eibishter on Rosh Hashanah alone, Yechidi. It's like the Pachet Yitzchak Vosepes. It's like the Pachet Yitzchak because the whole din of Rosh Hashanah stems from the fact that it's the Yom Briyas HaAdam, Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha. The Mishpat, Zokter Ramchal, comes from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is renewing the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is starting a new Mahas, or what the Ramchal calls, and the Ribbat is a new Bria of Adam, is the Mishpat is Avifel, you're going to get a new Chiyas, a new Bria. That's why, I spoke about this week, that's why it's at the beginning of the year, not at the end of the year. The Mishpat is a Toilada of the new Bria of the new year. It's not a Cheshbon on the Friyadik year. It's what do you have, what do you bring from the old year that you should get a new year? Zok HaPachet Yitzchak, Avod HaMoyer Tekazach, Halegodol Adam Shenivri Yechidi. Adam Rishon was created alone. Adam Rishon was created alone. The Gemara says in Amud Ches in Sanhedrin. So the Tzuras Briyas of Adam is Yechidi as an individual. We understand why. His Baruch HaCham HaRozim. In Meila, the Tzura of the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah has to be alone. Because without the Tzura of the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah is the Briyas of Adam Mechadosh. It's the new cycle. And the Tzura of the Bria was alone, is a person can't come with the Chevra. You don't come with the Adira in front of the Eivishta. Or you don't come with the Yashir. You don't come with the Chaverim. You don't come with the, you come alone. You appear with the Eivishta alone. Atem Nitzavim Hayim Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. You appear alone in front of the Eivishta, the way you were created alone. Without outside support, without outside Cheshbonis. Because the Eivishta is going to give you your Roz. The Eivishta is going to give you your Roz. And there's a huge nafkamin of it. The nafkamin is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin. Mishnah says in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin, Lahagid Gdulosa Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishnah says, I'm going to tell you the greatness of the Eibishter. Sha'adam Teveya Matbeyas Harbe. A person mints many coins. Kulam Daimin Zela Zela. They're all diamond to each other. All the coins. You go to the mint in Washington, turns out quarters. They're all the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Teveya Adam with Chesemesh Adam Rishon, Chesemesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates human beings using the stamp of Adam Rishon, which means his neshama. So how do you make quarters? How do you mint coins? This metal, it goes on a conveyor belt, and they stamp it with a picture of George. Fight another quarter, another quarter, another quarter, another quarter. Kulam Daimin Zela Zela, they all look the same. Maar Kodesh Baruch Hu teveya b'chosemes shel Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon had a neshama, and every human being gets a spark of that neshama. Kodesh Baruch Hu stamps it. What's it stamping on? What's on the conveyor belt? Offer. Adam yisaydeh me'offer. Yisaydeh offer. So you have this gush offer, like the Shari Tshuva Rebbe Yehuda calls in the beginning of Shar Sheni. You have a gush offer, and it gets stamped. It's a mint. It's on a conveyor belt. Every person gets a stamp from Chesama Shal Adabishin. It's a coin. We're called a coin. We're a combination of Chomer, material, and a stamp. And we get stamped with the Neshama. Lefichach. Chayiv Adam Loimar Bishvili Nivroilo. What's up, Shad? Zok Rashi. Loyetorid Bechet. Even one Chet. Yamaisa. Lefichach, because you're a unique event, because you're a mint edition, because you're a zazach that never was and never will be, because you got your raws, you got your secret, you got your yichudias. Lefichach, chayiv adam lebishin. I have to say the whole world was created just for me, because I'm unique. Zok Rashi, what's enough kamina? I'm not going to do averus. What's going to do with averus? We're talking about being unique. The terence is that if you're unique, and if you're a one-time edition, so your maisim, your machshava, your dibur, have nitzchias dikah hashpa, because you're a one-time event. So your aveiro, or your mitzvah, is a yichudias as if the whole world doesn't exist. Because if the Eivishto made you a separate entity, and he gave you mitzvahs and aveiros, is the word is lo yetorid min ha'olam, afil afshel aveiro achazak Rashi. Why not? Because it's not like somebody else can do what I need to do. If somebody else could do the avodah that I need to do, say this, it wasn't this kefelach. But if the avodah that I need to do, only I can do because I'm a mint edition, because there's nobody doing it to me, because I'm a roz, chacham a rozim, so then that gives a different mashmoyus to everything we do and everything we say and everything we don't do. That's the yisoid of kulam oivim flam. That's the yisoid of Rosh Hashanah. The yisoid of Rosh Hashanah is that a person who comes in front of the Eibishta alone, the Eibishta knows chacham a rozim, he knows our deepest secrets. He knows our potential. He knows our tafkid. He knows our koichas. He also knows our challenges. And we say to the Eibishter, we're coming as a yachid with hoilech biyashroi yirei Hashem. This nekuda is a tenai koidim lamaisa to any avodah. A person who can't get past this barrier of being able to recognize the fact that he's a unique event, both Bekum Vaseh and both Shevat Taiseh. He can't get past the fact that there's a mitzias of Baruch HaHama Rosen, and Mimela, he can't do any personal work because he's drowning in this chalent of everybody. Can't do any tikkun, by the way. We can learn the whole winter. As we end this Elul season. But this is the Aleph Beis. If a person doesn't recognize on the deepest level the Baruch HaChama Rozim, if a person doesn't recognize on the deepest level his Yehudias, if a person doesn't recognize on the deepest level Einan Daimazu Lazu, then you can't do any work. Because you can end up doing somebody else's work. Or you're going to shtelza from doing your work because you're looking around. And that's a Moritik of Matona, that our Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter allows us to come alone. Some people are scared to go alone. They want to go to the Olam. Anachnu Ve'amcha Beis Yisrael, they want to come along with everybody for the ride. Neshtet Yisrael, they keep coming along. It's a private audience with the Eibishter. Kipshutei, by the way, Mamash. Kipshutei. It's a private audience with the Eibishter, where the Eibishter renews the Roz. He renews the license for the year, but he's renewing your Roz. You have to find out. Rosh Hashanah is a great time, by the way, since it's a private audience with the Eibishter once a year. Call boy, Olam, Oivrim, Lefam, Kimoy. Single file, one at a time. The Eibishter is able to get the whole line in. He does it quickly. He's able to see everybody quickly. And it's a time for a person to be mechazik in this nekuda, because that's what the mishpat is. The mishpat is, do you want the job? You want your job? You want somebody else's job? So we'll give the job to someone. We'll worry about you. We'll keep you away on the bench. Do you want your job? That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. You come from the neighbor stuff. The neighbor says, do you want your job? If you want the job, you get a good year. You get a sivach simatayva. That's the whole thing. But you have to want your job.